Joe Pepitone once gave me his New York Yankees baseball cap. I'm not lying. He gave it to me. To me. Doug Swiatek. To me. Joe Pepitone and Horace Clark came all the way out on the island to Camillo Junior High, and I threw with them. Me and Danny Hupfer and Hauling Hoodhood, who were good guys. We all threw with Joe Pepitone and Horace Clark, and we batted, too. They sang to us while we swung away, "He's a batter, he's a batter, 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 he's a batter." That was their song. And afterward, Horace Clark gave Danny his cap, and Joe Pepitone gave Hauling his jacket, probably because he felt sorry for him on account of his dumb name. And then Joe Pepitone handed me his cap. He reached out and took it off his head and handed it to me. Just like that. It was signed on the inside so anyone could tell that it was really his. Joe Pepitone's. It was the only thing I ever owned that hadn't belonged to some other Swiatek before me. I hid it for 4.5 months. Then my stupid brother found out about it. He came in at night when I was asleep and whipped my arm up behind my back so high I couldn't even scream, it hurt so bad. And he told me to decide if I wanted a broken arm or if I wanted to give him Joe Pepitone's baseball cap. I decided on the broken arm. Then he stuck his knee in the center of my spine and asked if I wanted a broken back along with a broken arm. And so I told him Joe Pepitone's cap was in the basement behind the oil furnace. It wasn't. But he went downstairs anyway. That's what a chump he is. So I threw on a t-shirt and shorts and Joe Pepitone's cap, which was under my pillow the whole time, the jerk, and got outside. Except he caught me. Dragged me behind the garage. Took Joe Pepitone's baseball cap. Pummeled me in places where the bruises wouldn't show. A strategy that my... is none of your business. I think he kept the cap for 10 hours. Just long enough for me to see him with it at school. Then he traded it to Link Vitelli for cigarettes. And Link Vitelli kept it for a day. Just long enough for me to see him with it at school. Then Link traded it to Glenn Dillard for a comb. A comb! And Glenn Dillard kept it for a day. Just long enough for me to see him with it at school. Then Glenn lost it while driving his brother's Mustang without a license and with the top down. The jerk. It blew off somewhere on Jerusalem Avenue. I looked for it for a week. I guess now it's in a gutter, getting rained on or something. Probably anyone who walks by looks down and thinks it's a piece of junk. They're right. That's all it is. Now. But once, it was the only thing I ever owned that hadn't belonged to some other Swiatek before me. I know. That means a big fat zero to anyone else. I tried to talk to my father about it. But it was a wrong day. Most days are wrong days. Most days he comes home red-faced with his eyes half-closed and with that deadly silence that lets you know he'd have a whole lot to say if he ever let himself get started. And no one better get him started because there's no telling when he'll stop. And if he ever did get started, then pretty Mr. Kohlross at freaking Kohlross Lumber better not be the one to get him started because he'd punch pretty Mr. Kohlross's freaking lights out and he didn't care if he did lose his job over it because it's a lousy job anyway. That was my father not letting himself get started. But I had a plan. All I had to do was get my father to take me to Yankee Stadium. That's all. If I could just see Joe Pepitone one more time. If I could just tell him what happened to my baseball cap. He'd look at me, and he'd laugh and rough up my hair, and then he'd take off his cap and he'd put it on my head. "Here, Doug," Joe Pepitone would say, like that. "Here, Doug. You look a whole lot better in it than I do." That's what Joe Pepitone would say, because that's the kind of guy he is. That was the plan. and all I had to do was get my father to listen. But I picked a wrong day, because there aren't any right days. And my father said, "Are you crazy? Are you freaking crazy? I work 45 hours a week to put food on the table for you, and you want me to take you to Yankee Stadium because you lost some lousy baseball cap? It's not just some lousy..." That's all I got out. My father's hands are quick. That's the kind of guy he is.